This is American Family News. I'm Steve Jordahl. Monday marks 1 year since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan and ended its 20-year war in the country. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul claimed there are still Americans in the country. When he appeared on The Story,
we still have 1,000 American citizens left behind in Afghanistan a year later, and 100,000 Afghan partners were left behind that we promised we would protect.
The Biden administration continues to brag the withdrawal got more than 124,000 Americans and Afghans out of the country in just 17 days. A Georgia state probe into the possible election tampering by former President Donald Trump is also focusing on one of his trusted legal advisors. Here's Fox's Eben Brown.
Rudy Giuliani is being made to testify in person to a grand jury in Atlanta tasked with finding whether or not former President Donald Trump illegally interfered with the 2020 election in the state. But Giuliani's lawyers now tell Fox that while they had been told the former New York mayor and Trump campaign counsel was a material witness, he is now considered a target of the investigation. Giuliani is expected to testify in Atlanta on Wednesday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
At least one person was killed Monday when a house exploded in southeast Missouri and a neighboring home erupted in flames. Mississippi County Coroner Terry Parker said the victim died at a Cape Girardeau hospital. The victim's name was not immediately released. According to the Mississippi County Sheriff's Office, 10 people were injured in the massive explosion in the town of Wyatt. Firefighters and ambulances from several surrounding communities rushed to the scene as a second home caught fire. A faulty water heater may have been to blame. If a particular ordinance passes in a Nebraska city, a well-known abortionist could be out of business. AFN's Charlie Butts has the details.
The ordinance would establish a city as a sanctuary city for the unborn. First, Arnold, Nebraska residents are taking action, according to Mark Lee Dixon, who heads the organization, Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn.
So Arnold, what will happen is the citizens were interested in seeing abortion outlawed in their village. And so that ordinance will go before their village board. And if the village board passes the ordinance, they have that choice. But if they don't pass it, then it will go to the voters on November 8th.
Dixon says a number of other Nebraska towns are trying to ban abortions and abortion clinics.
Bellevue and Curtis, Gothenburg, Hershey, Maxwell, Stapleton, Sutherland, and the city of Kearney.
Of special interest is Bellevue, which is where well-known abortionist Leroy Carhart operates a child termination clinic. If the ordinance passes, Carhart will have to close or move to another location. The 80-year-old Carhart also operates a late-term abortion clinic in Germantown, Maryland, but he is best known as the principal who filed suit to block the federal Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, which went to the U.S. Supreme Court 3 times before the court ruled in its favor in 2003.
7 western U.S. states face a deadline from the federal government to come up with a plan to use substantially less Colorado River water in 2023. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation is expected to publish hydrology projections on Tuesday that will trigger agreed-upon cuts for states relying on that river for water. And Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to temporarily suspend all union elections at its U.S. stores after a career employee with the labor board told the company of alleged improper coordination between regional NLRB officials and the union. In a letter sent Monday to the NLRB, Starbucks said the employee informed the company about numerous issues in the National Labor Relations Board's St. Louis office while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks store in Overland Park, Kansas, earlier this spring. The store is one of 314 U.S. Starbucks locations where workers have petitioned the NLRB to hold union elections since late last year. And the global economy, particularly China's economy, may be slowing. That did not deter investors on Monday. The Dow gained 151 points, the Nasdaq put up 80 and three quarters, and the S&P 500 gave investors 17 points. For American Family News, I'm Steve Jordahl.